a loan component to it, this would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Akeem Jeffries working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. And President Trump has created a loan component to this package that gives us leverage down the road. So this idea.
New York, it's going to hell under Democrats.
Police need your help.
New video this morning shows a wild shootout.
Robberies up.
4 suspects, 20 robberies.
Major felonies way up.
Home invasions, gang retaliation, killings, and innocent lives caught in the crossfire.
And last year, an unprecedented rise in violence against police.
Horrific attack.
They brutally attacked a New York City police officer.
Want to know why our cops are getting assaulted? There's no consequences.
9 shootings, 11 victims, 2 dead.
But what are corrupt New York Democrats focused on? Trump.
We are filing a lawsuit against Donald Trump.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on 34 felony counts.
Political persecution at the highest level.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by lawfare.
They are relying on lawfare to try to win this election.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
The legal system is being weaponized against someone who clearly is a political enemy.
This isn't prosecution. It's persecution.
This is election interference.
We are live Monday, April 22nd, 2024. Glad to be here. My name is Wayne Dupree. I'm the host of the Wayne Dupree podcast. Let me introduce the Godfather Conservative Radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Hello, everybody. Another week, dismal weekend, but other than that, here we go.
And then we also have the Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robinson.
Happy Monday, everybody. While you are all enjoying your weekend, the government was sending $90 billion to go fund foreign wars.
And that video that I started off with, let me play this again. I want you to see what she said.
There's a loan component to it. This would not have passed without Donald Trump. I want to thank the House Speaker and Akeem Jeffries working together in a bipartisan fashion to give weapons to Ukraine to fight a fight that matters to us. And President Trump has created a loan component to this package that gives us leverage down the road. So this idea.
Okay. I don't know why she got on and said, well, actually, I do know why she said something like that. She's trying to use Trump in a way that he, I guess, gets back into Trump's good graces, even though it was a bad bill. He's trying to, or he could be sabotaging.
That's what I think.
You know, he could be sabotaging him too. But for her to come out and say that, you know, it kind of, I was like, are you serious? Are you really going to try that game? Trump already said he made a mistake with you in there. And then all of a sudden you're going to come out and then you're going to, I mean, women today, man.
Lady G, baby, Lady G.
What does he think MAGA's going to think when he says he compares Mike Johnson to Hakeem Jeffries?
Oh my God.
I'm so disgusted. I'll tell you, man. This was a tough weekend. You know, because I figure our mission has been for a long time getting the word out and getting people to understand what's going on. And I think we've been fairly successful with that. And it doesn't freaking matter.
Well, let's talk about this loan component too. So of the $60 billion we give to the military industrial complex and Ukraine, 10 or like 9 point something billion are treated as a loan, but that loan can be forgiven by the president on his solo authority, November 2024. And then again, in early 2025, like halfway through the year, they can forgive the other $5
billion. I'm starting to think, you know, you remember during, maybe you don't remember during it, but during the Vietnam War, there was footage every day of the war, of conflicts and battles and things like that. Same way with every other war we ever fought, you know, in Iraq and Afghanistan, same thing. Israel, Gaza, same thing. Where's the video of Ukraine?
Right.
We haven't seen it lately. As a matter of fact, I even go as far as to say we haven't seen anything in a winning type documentary footage for about a year.
I mean, the first year we called them out, we busted them with Star Wars stuff. I mean, it was all fake. All the media was fake. I haven't even seen one Russian or Ukrainian infantryman shoot one round out of his rifle.
Yep.
And CNN and MSNBC were having experts on in the first couple of months saying that the war was almost over.
And you go out there now and you look at video, and you'll find video of nightclubs in Kiev, of beaches, of swimming pools. It's not, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I mean, because the people are dying. I mean, I think.
Well, and this is what's stupid. Russia's taken over 20% of Ukraine. If you remember, the last big push was the Ukraine spring offensive. That was going to turn the tide. Nothing happened. They lost ground. And what does this $60 billion do? It does nothing but prolong this war.
Here's the thing. Congress people are coming out and saying that, that $60 billion was spent like months ago. I'm like, well, if it was spent months ago, then what are y'all talking about that this money is going to go toward stuff that you need when this has been spent already?
I think our government, I mean, this is hard. I don't know if they're completely captured or corrupted, but I know that everything that we've done to date is something that will help us lose the war, not the war in Ukraine, a war here.
Yep.
I mean, you look at an ammunition factory was on fire in Scranton. The only ammunition factory in England burned. I mean, this is, and you look at the different food processing plants and the different farms, and there's a chemical warehouse on fire in Washington right now. Trains are still derailing. Yeah. This is bizarre.
And planes are going down.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the title of the episode, does Congress represent Americans anymore? I mean, literally, they worked on a Saturday, first time ever, to pass $90 billion. They to pass a bill that let them take a $90 billion loan. Understand, these guys, and then they passed out Ukraine flags on the floor of the house. They were all waving them. And these guys are celebrating like they won the World Series or the Super Bowl.
They're in your face about it, man. It's like,
right.
I'm watching this. You look at our overall status, and you've got American universities and the United States Congress. They're waving Nazi flags.
Right.
And
like I say, they borrowed money. They're celebrating like they did something great. Hey, we took out a loan to go send it to Ukraine. It's insane. Look at this.
And she's on the Republican side.
No.
Yep. No, the right side is the Republican side. Now watch this. Nobody was taking it. And then all of a sudden she walked down. That's on the Republican side. The right side is the Republican side.
Oh, half of them are for it.
Right.
I mean, you heard the guy, Gonzalez, come out and call everybody names. I'm not going to use the word.
Yeah. And Connolly, did you see what Connolly did?
Is that the white haired guy that said it was our border?
Yeah. I can't believe that he said that. Right there.
Wow.
And I mean, with this current path we're on, you guys are in the military. If you're going to undertake a mission like
we were in the real military,
where you're going to send $60 billion to Ukraine, wouldn't you have a plan? Wouldn't you have a goal? Wouldn't you have mission objectives?
I think we're past that. And that's what I mean. I just think we're so much past that. I mean, I'm sitting there thinking there is no opposition party. There's not enough there.
Right.
And so what do we do?
Yeah, they're putting a handicap on the front lines. Listen,
I will shoot the gun.
I couldn't get that face out of it. But they are. They're putting people with Down syndrome on the front lines. Listen, too. Glad you said that. Because got a bone to pick with what's going on with this thing. As of today. Now, it's not going to last like this for a while. But as of today, they basically have a one vote majority. Or this week, they have a one vote majority. Okay.
But the bad part is so what?
Right.
They're on the wrong side. Yep. You know what I mean? I mean, when you see this stuff, it's like, it's not just the Ukrainian money. But what about our border, man? People are dying every single day and getting raped, and nobody's doing anything about it in Washington. There's 500 of these fools up there.
Well, that's what I mean. They work an extra day. They work on a Saturday, and it's not to secure our border or pass, you know, more secure voting, anything that benefits the American people. It's how do we go send more money to foreign countries? And it's not even going there, a lot of it. It's just going to our military industrial complex.
I'll tell you something else too about this election. Neither side can afford to lose.
Yep.
Think about that. That's a freaking motivating. You showed in the intro about them going after Trump. That's because that's their only shot. Whoever wins in 2024 gets all the marbles. If you think about it, if we lose, we're out in the cold for 40 years. If we even last 40 years.
Yeah.
But neither side would lose.
Well, I think about the Whigs. It's the Whigs.
Yeah. I mean, Wayne, what do you mean neither side? Because the Uniparty is going to protect itself, and they're going to protect the members that are part of it. Now, you might have some stragglers, but those stragglers are going to leave. But the main people were either going to leave or they might get some charges real quick that will force them to leave. But the Uniparty, you look at the people that were in there in 2016. If they're there right now, I don't know.
Well, you had the woman of the Senate still here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I see, I can talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene all day long, but when I see Byron Donald, when I see other representatives on it, back there in the day, it seemed like if it was a stupid legislation or something like that, they were always able to hold stuff up.
Yep.
The other side, I mean, either our side, wasn't my side then, but either our side or their side will stick to their guns until they spend a weekend. Now, again, that's what it seemed to me when I was a kid. Until they work something out, and then that was it. You know, okay, they worked it out. And I know right now it seems like they are working it out but it's not for the American people. It's for other countries.
It's for them. You know?
Right. Yeah, it's right. Right. It's not for us. And just watching individuals get up there and say, well, you know, this government, I mean, it will hurt your feelings the way the things were. Yeah, it does hurt our feelings, and that's why we elected y'all to go up there and fix it. We didn't ask y'all to go up there and tell us what was going on. We knew what was going on. We're electing y'all to go up there with solutions. Y'all said y'all had solutions when y'all were running. Y'all said y'all had a plan when y'all were running. Y'all said that y'all were going to take down the deep state. You were going to drain the swamp. You were going to do all that stuff. And then when you get up there, first thing you do is get your stocks in order. You get your new checkbooks and you get your lifetime pension straight. And then it's off to the races. You know, you put out speaker fees probably within the first week so that you can go state to state picking up $25,000, either a speaker fee or a plate. $25,000 plate, $30,000 a plate. And then on top of that, when people call you to say, we don't want you to do the bill, you won't answer the phone. But you went up there to fix things. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because I always said this. I've always said this about politicians. When you hear a politician get on TV and say, the American people are going to be mad when they see what's coming. We were mad already. We don't need you to confirm. We didn't send you up there to be detectives. We sent you up there to fix some stuff. If you don't know how to fix some stuff, get off the pot. Get off the pot.
What happens in Washington all the time is that deals are cut based upon leverage and the ability to count votes. So you use every legislative tool at your disposal to accomplish your means. There have been many bills that have gone.
Let me ask you something. I was thinking over the weekend about this. And I ain't just jumping on Byron Donald. I mean, I'm jumping on everybody up there, but not one Republican could pull a Democrat over?
No.
No.
Not one Republican could talk to a Democrat in Congress. It used to.
They're not allowed anymore.
Right.
Right.
Nancy but I'm saying, Pelosi brought the big guns, man.
Yeah. But they used to before Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. You trying to tell me that the ghost of Nancy Pelosi still reigns over what you call it, that they can't reach over and pull somebody and say, look, this is what it is. We can't do this to you. We can't do this to the American people. Look at what's happening at the border. Push your head in it. Push your head in the blood that's at the border. Push your head in the holes that are in the walls that the people are coming through and say, are you really okay with this? Now, we can work on something else if you want. But come join me on this so that we can get this thing through for the border so we can protect the American people. I mean, because if that's the case, if one side can't think about protecting the border and they can't get the other side to protect the border, then you got to shut the Congress down. Period. You got to shut it down.
Here's the problem. The problem is that our side doesn't want to shut the border down.
Right.
Or they would have. They had the votes. They paid for it 3 or 4 times, Mike Johnson. You know, I'm not ready to get rid of Mike Johnson because that's just giving the Congress
I'm not
away.
Either. I'm not.
But he's got to go at some point. But we need to get more numbers first.
Well.
Exactly.
And Democrats, exactly. I mean, they're a mafia right now. Nobody leaves the reservation. I mean, every now and then you get the crazy left communists that can, you know, take an adversarial stance about, like, you know, funding in Israel or something. But for the most part, it's remarkable the solidarity that they have within their caucus. And all the people know that the only way, there are no Democrats that can get elected without being supported by their equivalent of Kevin McCarthy. And they all know it. We have Republicans like Matt Gaetz. He didn't need Kevin McCarthy to get elected, so he can actually be a little independent. I mean, when was the last time? I remember when I was growing up and like Paul Wellstone, who was a senator, but like he ran his own campaign. It wasn't funded by the DC machine. He had his little bus and all that stuff. And so he could actually be truly independent, but that rarely exists anymore.
I wasn't for, even though we have been talking about Kevin McCarthy and all that stuff and everything, I thought that I was with Matt Gaetz up until Matt Gaetz. I was with Matt Gaetz up until a point in removing McCarthy until I heard that there was no plan in place after you removed him. When I saw that, then I was like, wait a minute, hold on. It's good. And I think I told you, I was like, man, they're going to make us look stupid. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I was like, man, we going to look dumb. We going to look weak. And, you know, well, it has to be done. It has to be done. I said, okay, all right, all right. You know, I mean, I understand it has to be done. But usually I would think you would always want to at least have a plan in place, or you would want to probably have a bigger, larger majority so it wouldn't come back on like this. Even Gaetz is Gaetz is coming out and saying right now, I don't think we should move Johnson right now. Not right now. You know?
Yeah, that was all internal sabotage, though, with these people that retired and resigned.
Right.
You know, this is if people don't open their eyes to one
thing. Yeah, but they should have saw that in the first place, though, right? They should have seen that. I mean, you know, we can say that, well, honestly, we should have known that there were some type of sabotage was going to come out because it happened in 2018. So we should have known that they were going to try to do something.
So it's predictable. So how long are we going to keep doing this? You know what I mean?
Increase our numbers. We keep saying all the time, we need to elect MAGA, Make America Great Again candidates. That's who we need to elect. And they could have rolled Trump's coattails if you really want to talk about it.
They all keep getting reelected. Senator John Kennedy, Marco Rubio, Tom Cotton, all these freaking people voted against the American people with FISA.
Yep.
And we keep reelecting them.
Yeah. I mean, if Trump doesn't win in 2024 and we don't send some MAGA folks up there with him, I mean, we're looking at dark times. I mean, by the time 2028 comes around, the economic state of the country, the social state of the country. I mean, if the Democrats don't say, oh, Donald Trump's a dictator, can you imagine the hard right opposition that will rise out of 4 more years of Joe Biden? I mean,
we'll be lost, though. It'll be too late.
Right.
Our economy will probably get invaded, or we'll go over some, we'll go to Russia to get beat up.
Right. Well, and if they don't vacate McCarthy, nothing changes. I mean, there's a little more drama. There's more headlines.
Oh, the same bill had been passed.
Yeah, same bills would have been passed. I mean, Johnson, I still want to know what they showed him in the skiff, because he said that, and we can all speculate, and people can call you crazy for I think they showed him this or that or the other thing. But at the end of the day, they showed him something in that skiff that made him do a 180.
Probably some AI, him doing some pedophile stuff is what they showed him.
Yeah, whatever it was, he owes.
I really don't think
people to say what that.
I really don't think that. Honestly, I really don't think I don't think that they had another plan to fix this thing. I think it was, and I think that y'all said this a while ago. It's going to go anyway. It's going to happen anyway. I think y'all have said that before. And this was even before. This is right after Johnson took charge.
Yep. Yep.
Well, we hoped. We hoped. I mean, you know, you saw Trump come in and he did some amazing things that never were done before. You're hoping for that MAGA type person to come in, and Johnson's not that.
Yeah, you're just hoping for a winner. Only,
but if you look at what Johnson had, the Republican side is worse than what McCarthy had.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, I mean, it's like, okay, how, I mean, and And believe me, I ain't taking up for Johnson because he's his own man, okay? But when you look at what was left or what he's got, he's got people leaving. He's got other loudmouths going out there saying, we're going to remove him. And they didn't remove him. They could have, but they didn't. They just threatening him.
At this point, there's no point in vacating.
They already said that they're going to support. They're going to protect Johnson. The Democrats already said that they're not going to get rid of him.
Yeah, but even some Republicans are saying that they will protect Johnson too. But you still have the people still going out there every day grabbing the cameras. Oh yeah, he's gone. He's out. He's done. It's like, how are you going to do it? You're saying that you're going to do it. Maria Bartiromo yesterday was asked Marjorie Taylor Greene, what's your plan? And if you listen to what she said, or if you were listening to what she said, I don't know whether she was, I don't think she was a politician before she went in.
She's a politician now.
Because she dodged Maria Bartiromo like it was a Matrix movie. I mean, she was. And after all that, Maria was like, you still didn't answer the question. I was like, ooh, Maria, spicy, aren't you? But, you know, I ain't got nothing for them up there. 60 some billion dollars. If you add everything up since we've been doing the show, over $210 billion to a country that's not even, it's not even the 53rd state, okay? I mean, over $200 billion, and they're putting handicapped people on the front line because they've lost basically all the men in the country.
And I mean, Zelensky has a yacht. He has a yacht. She has a yacht. Private jets. 40% of that to lethal aid. They stole the rest.
And look, how serious is Zelensky? He can't even wear a suit on a political trip. He has to go out in those sweatshirts and stuff like he's on the battlefield. Like, but he's not on the battlefield.
Correct.
When you remember when Israel got hit? And everybody wanted to go to, Israel got hit October 7th and the United States was going over blinking and stuff. Your boy in Ukraine was like, we want to go and show solidarity with Israel and we want to visit. Israel said, no, we don't need you. We don't need you. You got your own war that you're supposed to be taking care of.
Ukraine's part of the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I see more and more of those gay type videos with Zelensky in there. I've seen more. It just wasn't the dancing in the black and white. There were some other ones that were questionable. I'm like, they made him a leader of a country. And again, you do not, in today's world, you got to be a strong Donald Trump type, though. You got really got to be strong Donald Trump type. And then and then if you are a strong Donald Trump type, you got to have FU money so that when they come after you, you know, you ain't going to fold, okay? Because Donald Trump hasn't folded. But for Zelensky and all these other puppets that they put in all these seats, they always got to have something on you. They always got something on you. And you know, those tapes of the gay stuff and everything came out. Oh man, they control Zelensky like he played on the Little Rascals, man.
Oh yeah.
It's ridiculous. And but who gets hurt? The American people. American people paying
the American people and the Ukrainian people and the Russian people.
I don't even know if there are any Ukrainian people left, man. After all this,
I don't see how Lindsey Graham goes to sleep.
Well, I mean, the next step too is
on his stomach.
They're running out of bodies.
Yeah, they are.
France is sending bodies. Now, I think they said 1,000. Yeah.
You go right to see. You did all that pillow talk stuff.
Bite the pillow. What a horrible woman.
I'm serious, man. That's all I see her at as is a woman. That's it. I saw that thing. He was like, "We need to thank Donald Trump." I'm like, "Yo, you. Oh, anybody with a smart mind would understand what you're doing, lady. Anybody. You trying to throw Donald Trump up there like Donald Trump outside? He ain't had nothing to do with this.
Yeah. In court,
$60 billion. God, oh, over $200 billion. You trying to tell me that could, did y'all see what was happening in Massachusetts? Massachusetts has a veterans home.
Oh yeah.
A veterans home. And they are filling that veterans home up with illegal immigrants.
After they throw the veterans out.
After they throw the veterans out. You know what? The melting pot that they used to talk, the melting pot has melted.
So has the military.
Exactly.
There is no more
melting pot in the United States of America.
They're threatening court martials for mispronouncing somebody.
Are you? No.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, man.
Well, and what's going to happen when we actually have physical conflict? Like, you're going to need the big, strong MAGA men to go fight. I mean, are we really going to send training brigade into Iran? Like, see,
again, everything's set up for us to lose.
Right. See, Custer? Right.
You know, that's what's happening.
Although what's interesting with that, and I don't know if it's true, but one of the guys I work with had said there's military exemption for people that get the hormone and the...
That is true.
It is.
They're non-deployable.
So yeah, all the trannies don't have to go fight.
Or make weight. They don't have to make weight either.
Ugh. That's ridiculous.
The whole damn thing's ridiculous.
Did you say they could be brought up on charges?
That's what I read. Court martial.
Military instructors would be filling up to jails, man.
I don't think they're the same as the ones we had. Yeah, I don't know. I think they probably contract that out to Harvard or something.
Right.
Because I remember the ones I had. Get up, ladies.
Heel to toe, heel to toe. Make your buddy smile.
Left, right. Hold on, left, right. Help. Stop bouncing. You're making me seasick. Everybody. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. In a few seconds, we're going to have Ayla Wang from the New Federal State of China. We're going to have her on. But have you ever seen people marching? And they're supposed to be marching left, right, left, right, left, right. But if you're in the back, that's the worst wave that you have ever seen because everything is swaying from side to side. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
I used to like the road marches. We'd go on 25-mile road marches with full pack and rifle. Yeah. And if you were in the back then, because that would start doing that, you'd have to run and then slow down and run to catch up and slow down. Yeah. Like a big caterpillar.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our sister, Ayla Wang, from the New Federal State of China on. She is on location today. And we don't have her on video, but we do have her on phone call. What's up, Ayla? What's going on?
Good morning, brothers. Thank you for having me today.
I am so sorry that we don't have you here. with that nice backdrop, but I'm so glad that we do have you via the phone in. Listen, I got a question. I don't know whether you saw this or not. Well, over the weekend, there was a half a marathon that happened in China, and there were three African runners that looked like they could have run away with the thing, and all of a sudden they allowed the Chinese runner to win. I mean, they slowed up so that he could win, but then a lot of people complained about it when they saw it, and they stripped the Chinese runner of his medals. Have you seen anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely, brother. So, it was very ironic to see that. But to be honest, this is not the first time that we was aware about any of these internal transactions or dealings of letting Chinese athletes or, you know, some designated Chinese athletes to win on a sports game. It's the fact that if people have ever seen that video, you find that those African athletes actually waved to the Chinese athlete and asked him to run to the first place. And when people interviewed the other athletes asking why would they allow other, you know, runners to win instead of them, you know, becoming the champion of the game. They are saying that, you know, because we are friends, so we would want to him win. And obviously, you know, it was not the truth. And the story that I want to share with our audience today is that there were two famous, world famous athletes in our organization, the New Federal State of China. If people were aware of our history, on this June the 4th of 2020, a world famous, football player whose name is Mr. Hao Haidong. His wife is actually a world champion of badminton in Chinese history, and his wife's name is Ye Zhaoying. And so when his wife was young, his wife was invited to play in the Olympics, and her Chinese coach actually asked her wife to lose the Olympic game in order to give the championship to another Chinese athlete who has a sexual relationship with the coach. So this was a huge scandal in Chinese sports history, but this was absolutely not the only single, not the only single case that any athletes under a CCP dictated government has been ever been experienced. So all these things, including today that you saw the Asian marathon runners are actually allowing, you know, the CCP designated winner to win the game. It was not a surprise to many of the Chinese people, and it was absolutely not the first time.
Wow.
You know, we just watched video of that while you were talking, and it wasn't even it wasn't believable. I mean,
right. Come on, will you go fast?
I mean, can we look at the records of the Kenyans in track and field? I mean, unbelievable. It looks like there's a little chink in the armor in our collegiate world with the CCP. I guess the Chinese ambassador was giving a talk at Harvard and some protesters showed up in the audience. What do you know about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it was, I believe it was all also over the weekend that the CCP ambassador Xie Feng gave a speech at Harvard University. And it was a very, it was a bit surprising to me because it was the first time that we saw a CCP ambassador speech got interrupted in a school that was funded also by CCP funds in the past as well. And so there were six protesters disrupted Xie Feng's speech at Harvard. And I think they planned to disrupt him. They planned to, interrupt his speech. And his speech was, talking about U.S.-China relationship, and the protesters were expressing their ideas of a free Tibet and the suppression that Uyghur people and Hong Kong protesters had ever experienced. It was not a surprise to me that, the school asked the security people to clear all these protesters. But the videos of the interruption of the speech went viral online. So today, it almost seemed to me that, you know, anywhere that the Chinese Communist Party's agents, ambassadors went, they are not welcomed by, you know, the freedom-loving people, especially in the United States. So this is a good sign, and also, you know, a time for people to wake up and a time for people to rethink about CCP's suppression to all of the Chinese people.
You know, Ayla, there is so much crazy stuff going on, and we started the show talking about the Ukraine bill that just passed, and now word's coming out that Blinken's heading over to China. And it sounds like his stated goal is to get China to step back from supporting Russians with financially or with arms or that kind of thing. What do you think? How's this meeting going to go? Is he just going to go over there and bend the knee, and Xi Jinping's going to tell him kind of where what the deal is?
Well, I think, you know, absolutely people are looking at Blinken's visit this week to China. The problem here today is that, you know, if we think about Janet Yellen's visit in China, she specifically mentions about that the United States was concerned about China's support over Russia. But on the other side, she was also confirming to the public, Yellen said to the public that, you know, our country is not looking at decoupling from China. And she believed that a lot of business have been benefited from, you know, dealing business with Chinese, you know, enterprises. And so today, if we're still talking about, you know, to having a relationship, a business relationship, or a normal diplomatic relationship with the Chinese Communist Party, there was no way to stop Xi Jinping or to stop CCP from supporting Russia. And even if we, you know, impose more sanctions about CCP officials or CCP linked or controlled business, this will not be sufficient enough for them to stop them colluding together. If we think about CCP's overall support, not only to Russia, but also to North Korea and Iran, I would tell you that, you know, from all of the past intelligence from the new federal state of China, many of the weapons, you know, to North Korea and to Iran was directly supported by the Chinese Communist Party. And when you saw, you know, CCP officials also conducted visit to North Korea to meet Kim Jong-un last week, that North Korea's military bases was also, you know, supported by the Chinese Communist Party. In the past, that CCP had helped North Korea to build military bases and sent over a group of over 100 you know, PLA people to help the North Korea to build their military powers and military bases. So from the history to till today, Chinese Communist Party had never stopped their single, you know, one day and one minute to support these evil countries. And this is where we concern. It was not just Russia. It was also North Korea, Iran, and all of the other countries, including the Belt and Road initiatives.
Ayla, I have a video here from the new, it's attached to the new federal state of China, but it was back in January of 2023 January 8th, where Mao Guo says nothing else matters to the CCP except for two things. I'm going to play that. And then I want you, if you're having problems hearing it, let me know, but it's only about 25 seconds.
What events would mark the beginning of the United States taking practical actions against the CCP? There are only two. First, the complete seizure of CCP members' personal assets in the United States and Europe. Second, restricts U.S. media, big techs, and corporations from investing in China, including law firms. They must all withdraw from China. Without these two happening, nothing will work.
So basically, it was saying those two things were the complete seizure of CCP officials' personal assets in the United States and Europe, and then restricting the U.S. media, big tech, and corporations from investing in China.
Yes.
So, with how close to that? Well, actually, we've seen it, but. Is there any type of major push? Is there any type of major pushback that you're seeing, or are people sort of saying, "Okay, we see what this is doing, so let's go ahead and try to offset that and stop that from spreading"?
Well, I think today the sanction that we saw from the United States government was not strong enough or not sufficient enough, especially against the CCP's officials' illegal overseas assets. I'll tell you one thing that why, you know, the Chinese Communist Party values these secrets about, you know, U.S. investments into China and their secret assets the most. In the past week, we actually celebrated an anniversary of the April 19th. It's the day with, you know, when Miles gave his first, you know, presence in public media in 2017, it was Voice of America, and his broadcast was being cut off because of the pressures from Beijing and the pressures from specifically from the calls from the Chinese Communist Party's officials. And the reason that the CCP made order to ask VOA and gave pressure to the U.S. media to stop this broadcast was because there were people speaking to Beijing, you know, the Biden director of VOA, Sasha Gong, spoke to Beijing and said that Mr. Guo has, you know, videotapes of those CCP officials' families, and they have, you know, records of those CCP officials' overseas assets. For Chinese Communist Party and for those senior leaders, they do not even care whether you are taking down the CCP or not. They're only, you know, they only care about that their secret and their family assets could not be revealed. It could not be, you know, shown public to the world. And this was the primary reason that they pressured the Voice of America and they asked Sasha Gong to cut off the broadcast. So today it was the same. But with Miles, he also said that one day, you know, their illegal assets will be public and the investments will eventually, you know, be stopped going into China. But today what we saw is that, you know, the sanctions was not directly against the senior officials. Many of the sanctions that were effective were still, you know, from last time in Trump's administration was signed by Mr. Mike Pompeo, the sanctions against, you know, related to help the Uyghurs in Xinjiang, and the sanctions goes against to, you know, the Xinjiang government. So today, you know, if we do want to cut off the ties with the Chinese Communist Party, if we do want to restrict the powers and the activities of the Chinese Communist Party, sanction those senior leaders and seize their overseas illegal assets are very, very crucial.
I'll tell you, it's a shame. Voice of America was instrumental in bringing down the wall and fighting communism, and now they cut off a guy like Miles Guo. That's story. I never get used to that story. We've been told, I want to change up a little bit. We've been told that a lot of people view this show in China. And I just wonder if you could bring some light. There's been some natural tragedies happening in Guangdong province, and they're having major flooding there. Can you fill us in on that?
Absolutely. So over the weekend, the CCP government sent out public notice of, saying that the Guangdong province will experience, you know, once in 100 years of the massive flooding that would potentially threatening millions of Chinese people's lives. And we do saw, you know, with heavy rains that the flooding actually takes place. And today, you know, the first, you know, suppression news in China was about the actual numbers of you know, peoples who were suffered from these floodings. In the past, we all you know, noticed that, you know, all of these, whether it was natural or there were human made factors behind these natural disasters, that these floodings could take away an entire village of over hundreds of people at one time. And the Chinese Communist Party will not give out, you know, actual numbers and real numbers and giving actual support to those villages. And this was the most concerning part of us, whether it was natural disasters or were, you know, other man-made disasters. The first thing that the CCP wanted to do was to cover the numbers and not to actually support these Chinese people. And so today, you know, our hearts and our prayers are with the Chinese people who have been suffering from these natural, the flooding disasters. Then we are hoping that, you know, more and more people can pay attention onto the area and giving them the actual support.
Well, our prayers go out for all, to all the people in China, and we have thousands of people who watch the show over there. We appreciate your support, and we hope everything goes well for them as well as it can be. Kind of shifting over to more tech news, we've heard a lot about how China has hackers that are going into U.S. infrastructure. We've had a lot of weird things happen with our infrastructure that it looks like it points to China. There was actually a warning at the end of last week. But one undiscovered area is artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. And it came out this week that Microsoft was going to shift its investment in China in artificial intelligence out of China and into the Middle East. Was that a surprising move for you, or was Microsoft just not happy with the results they were getting? Or that struck me as odd.
I think it was an interesting news for everybody to investigate and read that, you know, the AI company that you were mentioning was actually G42, I believe. That, you know, that this company was actually controlled and supported by the Chinese Communist Party. The reason that I said this because if you look at the CEO of this AI company in the UAE, the CEO of G42, whose name is actually Pan Xiao, and he was actually revealed as a secret child of CCP senior official Han Zheng. And so when you look at all of these genetic map of the Chinese Communist Party, you found that CCP had stepped into artificial intelligence areas very long time ago, and G42 was one of the leading companies in the AI industry. So when Microsoft intends to invest $1.5 billion into G42 was actually previously revealed by the United States government and warned by the government that they need to cut ties from the Chinese Communist Party. So in order to receive investment from Microsoft, G42 entered almost a settlement or an agreement with the government, and saying that they will pivot, you know, from China's market and to comply with the United States partners and United States investments. And, you know, if people were interested about how Meng was commenting on G42 and Peng Xiao and the CEO of this company, he actually said that, you know, if you put Peng Xiao on trial, you ask him two questions. One is, what is the relationship between artificial intelligence and the CCP vaccines of COVID-19? And the other thing is their secret plans behind the CCP COVID vaccines. So you can knew from the question that Miles imposed in the past that Peng Xiao has mastered massive intelligence and information, including, you know, artificial intelligence and COVID-19 vaccines projects by the Chinese Communist Party. On the other hand, there was a comment made by Miles that this American-born Chinese Peng Xiao actually mastered more intelligence about people's genetics and biometrics information more than CIA in this country. So what we are dealing today is that we still saw, you know, huge IT business, huge IT funds from Microsoft to support an overseas company held by a CCP's proxy agent, held by a CCP secret child overseas. And this is where Chinese Communist Party had planned in its artificial and in its, you know, in its biological industry.
Well, with that, Miss Lady, I'm going to have to let you go. But I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to call us on the road as you are right now. But how can people follow you on social media, or how can people stay up with the new federal state of China?
Absolutely. And thank you, brothers, for always giving us an opportunity to speak up and to fight against the Chinese Communist Party. For anybody who would like to know more about the new federal state of China, please find us on our official websites, nfscofficial.com. We're also active on various social media platforms. Find us at NFSC Speaks or NFSC TV on Getter, YouTube, Rumble, and X, and everywhere.
All right. Let's just take care of yourself, and we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, brothers. Thank you for having me.
All right. And that was Ayla Wang from the New Federal State of China. And before we get to our next segment, watch this.
Visit just about any restaurant or store, and you'll hear people talking about inflation. And the Evergreen Cafe inside this Billings Ace Hardware store is no exception.
Our food costs have increased by about 175%. Everything from dairy, especially meat and poultry, has been a huge factor. Grocery items such as fruits and vegetables.
Andrew Lochner and his wife have owned this cafe for the past 2 years and have seen the costs go up significantly. That's one reason the business played host to a roundtable discussion on the topic held by Senator Steve Daines.
I think some of these massive spending and tax bills contribute to what's going on with the inflation.
According to the senator's office, the consumer price index rose 3.5% in March, and inflation has been on the rise significantly ever since COVID. According to the Joint Economic Committee, the average Montana household has spent $26,000 more due to inflation since January of 2021. Breaking down the numbers even further, that equates to $253 more dollars a month on housing, $141 more per month on energy costs, and $142 a month more on food.
Breaking news that just came across the news wires: the Supreme Court, Carrie Lake, took her case to the Supreme Court about voting machines in Arizona. And Supreme Court, 9-0, I guess, dismissed it without without comment. They didn't even comment on it.
We're on our own.
Yeah, I mean, I had
a senator getting up there and says, I think maybe that the massive spending bills and tax bills might have contributed to inflation. You think? I mean, that's talking to us like we're children, man.
Yeah. That's how
what's really funny is this inflationary spending and period we're in. It's masking an overall weakness of the economy. And it's only making the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And the simplest way I can put it is when inflation goes nuts, people that buy stuff get poorer. People that own stuff get richer. So if you're a rich person, you own stocks or a car or a house or whatever, those things keep going up in value because the money's worth less. But for you and I that go to the grocery store, things cost us more. We have less money relative. And it's a huge wealth transfer. It's insane that Democrats support this. You know,
especially the rich ones.
Right.
I mean, I don't know what they think, how this is going to end. But you start starving millions of people, we're coming to your house.
Exactly. Exactly. I call it the Frankenstein effect. Something else, that the monster that they built, they think they can control it. And sooner or later, I mean, the end of that story was the monster killed the creator. So, I mean, you know, you can think that you are controlling things, but it's almost like this AI. me and my son talk about AI all the time. It's like, okay, you know, you keep on feeding it and feeding it and feeding it, and then one day it's not going to need you to feed it anymore. But that's just how life is. Here's for these people in DC to think that nobody's going to come after them anymore. I don't care how many gates you put up there. I don't care how many gates you put up there, any fake guards that you put up there. If people want to get there, people will get there. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean, you think back of the crowds that were in D.C. on not just January 6th, any big rally.
Right.
Those people turn nasty. It's over.
Yeah.
You ain't got enough bullets.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we will – the three of us will be alive long enough to see a severe reshaping of our government. And I mean, I don't know which way it's going to go. I mean, if you look, have you seen these protests on college campuses?
Oh, my God.
Pro Hamas, there's like six or seven college campuses.
Yeah, major ones.
And now I know where I was going with that Frankenstein thing. CNN host Dina Bash was shocked by the protests that are on campus.
Right.
She said that is anti-Semitism and it's dangerous. I'm like, yeah, but that's what y'all, that's the atmosphere that y'all created. Okay. Because of your reporting, because of your one-sided reporting, your lies, your fake experts and whatnot. This is a result of that. You know?
And the basic premise of the whole thing, it's like we're upside down. Yeah. These freaking Hamas surprise attacked unarmed people and raped them and murdered them and lit them on fire. And we're blaming Israel?
Right.
Doesn't make sense.
Well, and these folks, too, aren't protesting. They're protesting pro-Hamas. If you look at the brochures and the flyers that are coming out, they are anti-Jewish. They aren't like, stop the bombing, stop killing the Palestinians.
No, they're tearing down American flags, shouting death to America. They ought to close these schools right now. Turn the power off.
And we're paying for their college now.
It's sick. Yeah, right,
exactly.
This is our future leadership.
Yeah, because they aren't. They aren't paying. They're getting their debts wiped clean, you know?
Yep.
The protest has been very disruptive to life on campus. There are good reasons for the university president to come in and to try to deal with the chaos so that the university continue to function, so that there's not a heckler's veto that's happening, where the loudest, most radical voices have control over the discourse. But what we've seen is that by going in and cracking down, it's just further inflamed the situation. It's becoming about more than just a Palestine. And when what's happened is protesters say that they're just criticizing Israel. And I believe that in a lot of their minds, that's their intent. But there's a whole vocabulary that they have for talking about what's happening on campus that veers almost directly into anti-Semitism, where they accuse Jewish donors, they accuse Jewish forces in the world for ordering the crackdown. It's not the university president acting on her own. There's a cabal.
Are straight up anti-Semitic tropes right there that you outline.
Yeah, and I'll even go further. It's not almost anti-Semitism. It is anti-Semitism, and this is something that is on display right now. But the sort of roots of this kind of devolving from A to B go back millennia. And this is something, the roots of anti-Semitism that pop up in societies that frankly tend to be a canary in the coal mine for a society and a democracy in this case that is in a lot of trouble. It is, I like to look at this.
I mean, it's not funny. It's not funny, but y'all are bringing kerosene to a brush fire, boy. That
they built the monster.
Let's illustrate this for a second. Occupy Wall Street.
I was thinking about that.
Matter. Yep. Antifa. That's who's on those campuses. It's exactly the same people with different clothes.
You know what? And watching that just a while ago, I was like,
a lot of white people there, huh?
I didn't know whether I was going to say it or not, but I was like, see, it's May, June, July. And I was going to come back after all that was over and say, maybe there's another Occupy Wall Street on the horizon. But you know what?
There definitely is. This is a buildup to August.
But
August is when you're going to see the show at the DNC convention
and RNC convention. Watch.
Maybe.
Watch. Well, you're going to see them, and it's going to be that. I mean, in a way, it's going to be taking over the coverage of the both of those conventions and putting it boom like
that. At the DNC, there's already been plans that have been uncovered. It's going to be a mess. I don't know about the Republican, but I know the Democrat. They got a history in 1968, and there's people saying it's going to be worse.
The only reason why I'm saying that they're going to show up at both conventions is because that's the anarchist way to say we are taking over. Because if they show up at the RNC, Trump wins in November, they're going to show up at the inauguration in January.
They're going to light DC on fire.
I'll tell you what, it's time to stop pushing it under the rug. If you want to come, and can we please get some law enforcement to bust some heads? I mean, it's law and order or not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm for it.
I hope
when Trump wins, he uses the same tactics that have been used against conservatives and Trump supporters. If we get to lock people, if they get to lock us up, it's time to lock up. I mean, these folks are flat out criminals or supporting terrorists.
But you know, locking people up that didn't do anything.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
in the way that you haven't even done anything. Right. In the way that you said that he locks them up, hopefully, because I totally agree with you there, but I hope that he puts the people in place to do it. Because if the people that are in there right now, let's just say the election is tomorrow. No. The inauguration tomorrow, he takes office, he goes with what you just said, go get him, and these law enforcement, stand down. Today, right now, the people that are in the place right now, stand down, let them go. They're going to have to come in and change things from the ground up, too. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you have, well, we've already said that about Congress. We're talking about law enforcement too.
Oh yeah,
because a lot of these law enforcement places have put in place over the last couple of years, unless it's super violent or something like that, we ain't even gonna show up.
And if you do, and you risk your life, the DA is not going to prosecute anyway.
Ain't right, yeah. Right? Because Jay-Z and his people are going to bond these people out, and you know they'll be on the street before their video even shows on CNN.
Yep. Well, and let's think about this too, because as much as we don't like to admit it, we are run by the elites.
Yep.
If you look at who serves in Congress, who's in your media, who are your head of, they all have this common thread where they pass through these elite institutions. You know, they go through Yale or Harvard or MIT or all that. I mean, it's even somebody like Crenshaw. I can't remember where he went, but it was an Ivy League school. And if you look, these protests right now that just broke out in the last day or two, MIT, Yale, Columbia, Barnhart University, New York University, New York School of Law, University of Michigan, Washington University, Vanderbilt, and UNC Chapel Hill. I mean, these are some pretty significant.
Coordinated, boy.
Yeah.
Coordinated.
And I mean, these are Hamas. They're handing out Hamas supporting flyers, not like let's stop the killing or any of that stuff. They're setting up autonomous zones on these college campuses. I just saw a video where a Jewish professor who was speaking out like, hey, Hamas is bad. He went to use his key card to get in and his key card didn't work anymore.
I saw a story about that.
Yeah, you know who used to be these same protesters? During the Vietnam War era, the people in Congress.
Pelosi. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Holder.
Yep. Kerry, all of them. Yep. Sure did. Kerry came back and threw his medals in the river, didn't he?
Over the White House fence.
Now they're all pro-war. Who knew? Yeah. Did you ever think you'd live long enough to see the Democrats be the pro-war party and conservatives being like, why are we killing people? Like, that's such a bizarre plot twist.
I'm still trying to get over Lindsey Graham coming out and thanking Trump for the billions in aid. I mean,
I'm sorry, man. Look, when I saw that, man, I was like, I cannot believe she did that. I can't believe it.
Lady G. I mean, seriously.
I was like,
oh, I think he's done. I don't think South Carolina is going to elect him again. And that's what, back to the beginning of the show.
That's what we've
got to do, though, is it's the local voters. It's the local vote. You can't keep putting these people in. You gotta get rid of all your fairy tale heroes like John Kennedy and Marco Rubio and Tom Cotton. They're skunks.
Yep.
They voted against a warrant for an American citizen. Think about that. That's deep, man. That is deep. They can watch you anytime they want. They don't even need a reason.
Hey, but this time they excluded Congress from it.
Indeed. That list, I read the list of those senators, and it's, man, Joni Ernst. I mean, these people, it's like a total traitorous situation. We need a third party.
Well, it's not surprising, though. I mean,
we have one. We just need it to get some leg.
That's right.
You know, I mean, believe me, we got enough people for a third party right now, and it's overtaking the second one. We just need legs. We need strong legs and a spine. That's the only thing that's missing.
I'll tell you what we need. We need a Latin American style freaking coup and go into the newsrooms and burn them down.
Right?
You know what I mean? Figuratively, of course, not. I mean, look at the stuff. You know, it's unfortunate that our people are so preoccupied with dumb stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be the end of us, man. But our forefathers were focused on staying alive. Our people now are focused on Taylor Swift.
I was listening to a pilot this morning talk about, the question was asked to, and you could tell he was kind of old. When did you think about becoming a pilot? He said, when I was young, 7 years old, 8 years old, I would see the helicopters fly and save people and different things like that. It's like, that's how I want to be when I was growing up. And the way he was talking about it and the zeal and the, you know, you could see he was smiling in his head, even though it was on radio, you could see he was smiling. I was like, if you go back to when we were kids, when we talked about being somebody, it was fireman, cop, teacher, doctors. These are the things that we wanted to be. You ask kids today. You got boys dressing as girls that want to
be an internet influencer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They don't want to, and that's where the TikTok thing comes in, Facebook and the Twitter and Snapchat and all that. Everybody wants to. When I see, what's your job? I'm an Instagram model. What the hell is that? Instagram model? You get paid for that? Well, you know, I'm working on that right now. Instagram model. That's the thing that you put on there. And then to make sure that you don't work, you're going to get 147 tattoos on your face, and you're going to color your eyes black, and you're going to get your earlobes all the way down to your chin so that nobody can hire you, except for a jail. Like, you know, you'll be in the jail every Friday night.
You only know? Fans model.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Think, what's your job? Oh, I'm a feet model on OnlyFans. That's what I grew up to be. I'm a foot model. Oh, I'm a hand model. I had to keep my hands clean because people like to pay me.
You know, you got to think of something though, because none of us are affected. But there's people younger than us that were born into the internet already being here.
I know. Right. I know.
I can't imagine how that is.
As a matter of fact, I remember when the internet took off. I am old enough to remember when it was the Internet Explorer, Netscape Navigator days. Okay. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, man. I mean,
get off the internet. I'm on the phone.
Right. Mom, put the phone down. I'm on the internet. You can't make a call.
Oh, my God. Man.
I remember entering into a computer. You had to write in DOS.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I took a class in high school. We had those Radio Shack Tandy computers.
With the tape.
With the tape. and
run.
The screen that we used to see was gray and black or something like that. But in class, they had the Radio Shack Tandy computers where the screen was green and black. So, you know, the words and stuff was kind of green. So, oh, wow, look at that.
Mine was amber. A Hercules graphics card with my monochrome monitor.
Oh,
oh my God.
These and my huge, and my 20 megabyte external hard drive.
Oh,
it was as big as a desktop.
Yeah, boy.
You were so far ahead.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Yep. Man, and they were heavy too. That, I mean, a 17-inch screen. You had to like take it out of the box,
right?
Hey, yep. And,
back when the computers first came to the Army, we're doing these, and somebody told me this. I wasn't at the headquarters at the time. But if you were doing your readiness report at the end of the month, that was like the most important thing to do for people that do what I do. And you entered all this stuff in the computer, and it was on a floppy disk. I don't even think there was a hard drive.
Right.
And if you hit the escape button, everything went away.
Right.
It was all gone. So the warrant officer figured it out. He made a metal thing that went over the escape key. So you couldn't put... True story.
Yeah, I remember taking a computer class, and the smartest person in the class would always finish first, but they always had to take their their code and stuff up to the teacher to get it graded. So as the person went up there and you knew that person was going to get a good grade, you take out your floppy and you kind of inch over to where the guy's computer was. You stick it in there and click save, whatnot, so that you would have his stuff on your disk. And it better be right, though, because
right.
If not, then you're sitting down there trying to figure out where did he mess up at, you know. But sometimes, man, those are the days. Computer law, I think, is what it was. Computer law.
And you would go through thousands of lines of code because you forgot a colon somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing works at all. You'd go through everything, and you're like, oh, I forgot a semicolon. And then all of a sudden, everything works. I love that.
Oh, my God.
You know what's funny, though? Kids nowadays, nobody teaches them that they have to, like, produce value. And they think their value they produce is being an internet influencer. They don't understand somebody's got to shovel the streets. Somebody's got to fix the plumbing. Somebody's got to, you know, be a doctor to heal people. Like, they all want free healthcare, but nobody wants to be a doctor to do it. And
you know why? Because since they don't have to do it, these illegals that do it. So they just figured stuff is going to be done.
Right.
Probably the same way in your house. If you have grown children or growing up children, if you take care of the stuff in your house, they see and then, well, one day you get tired of it, like, what are these damn bottles? You know, I keep putting these bottles in the trash can. All they know is that when they come downstairs, the bottle that they left is gone. It's in the trash, you know. So for them, everything's taken care of. They don't have to worry about nothing else, you know.
But even if you think about these kids that go to these colleges and like, hey, I'm not making enough money or that kind of thing, they never draw the conclusion that your company pays you based on the value you produce. Like this morning, I had a plumber that came out. nice young kid. He's been out to do a few repairs for me before. And, you know, we were just talking, you know, about his business. And he's like, yeah, you know I got to get out. I got to hustle. I got to do things right because I got to make the company money. That's how they pay me. Because I'm like, man, you're always fast and you're so good and all that. But people don't understand that. Yeah, same thing. I had a young sprinkler guy out last week to do my lawn sprinklers. And he's like, owning a business is cool because, like, I never went to college. Those people are knuckleheads. And he's like, I know what it costs me. I know what my time's worth. But you go to a college-educated person, and they're like, well, I got my four-year degree.
That's not fair.
Right, it's not fair. I need to – they need to be paying me this amount. And it's like, they don't need to pay you nothing. You need to make – if you work for somebody, your job is to make them money. And in exchange for that, they will pay you money. That's how it works.
A lot of news going back and forth this afternoon. But as you know, the Trump case starts today, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
Trump case starts today. Avenatti wants to testify from jail against Stormy Daniels. Stormy Daniels, the Trump lawyers were trying to serve her a subpoena, and she didn't take it, or she tried to dodge him.
Benny Thompson wants to kill Trump.
Yeah, remove his Secret Service protection
if he goes into prison.
Right.
Well, he'll be taken care of in there. Be taken care of in there, believe me. If he goes in there, whatever. Yeah. Wow. Day's almost over. You know, I've been watching reality TV for a little bit. And I think one of the major things that I see from reality TV is that our country is in trouble. Mm-hmm. Our country is in trouble. People don't have morals anymore.
The hatred is unbelievable, man. I mean,
backstabbing, lying, cheating, all that stuff and everything. And the crazy thing is, we see it. We're seeing you do it. And then you come right back. It's just like in Congress. You say certain things. We heard it. We see it on the videotape. And then you just turn around and say that you didn't even say it. You're like, you just said on the thing. We got you on tape. You know? But that, I mean, it's the mental thing, I guess, or the mental problems that are going on in many people in this country. I don't want to go into the Christian side of it, but a lot of people are feeling a loss spiritually, and they're trying to replace that spiritual loss with social media. Okay. It's not working. And then when you look at the values and stuff, people don't have the values that they used to have. And then us, we start looking at them. We're like, what is wrong with you? You know, he's like, why would you make a decision like that? I mean, what happened to your common sense? It's common sense.
Who puts a tattoo on their face?
Who opens up spots in their flesh to put stuff in there and then close it back up so that they have horns at the top of their head?
That's a thing now?
That's been a thing for years.
Yeah.
What do they put in there?
I don't know.
It's like bone tissue or something.
Yeah.
And they used to be circus freaks.
Yeah.
Like, they used to do that. You know, it's funny you talk about that, Wayne, because that was Pastor gave a great sermon this weekend, and one of the things he talked about is that as society has become disconnected from the truths of the Bible. And you know, the Bible, you follow the Ten Commandments, there's pretty simple rules in there, right? And as we've drifted from, like, the Bible, Yeah, you know, it, as you drift from the Bible's real and this is your foundational reality to, oh, always believe the science. And science continues changing and evolving. I mean, yeah. 5 years ago, there were men and there were women. And if you're a man that thought you were a woman, you're mentally ill. 5 years later, men can be women and women can men can have babies and and all this stuff. You have no foundational principles or values.
That's the point.
Right. Yeah. That was what he was saying is this is exactly the point when these same rules in the Bible have been around for thousands of years and like do these things. These are good things. And the more you get people, and it's funny because as I look at that, even today on social media, I see all these posts about science deniers or science this, science that. Nothing in my lifetime has changed more than science. You know, it was global cooling, now it's global warming to, I mean, just.
And it all started today in 1970 when we replaced God with dirt.
Right.
On Earth Day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's what you see in school now. You don't say praise the Lord. You see save the planet.
Yep.
It's on purpose.
And this planet's going to be here long after we are.
Yep.
They're angry on a whole nother level. And here's what worries me. They're done with the Republican Party. Talking about MAGA. They're absolutely done with Republican leadership like Mike Johnson, who totally sold us out to the Democrats. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene. So did Kevin McCarthy. You didn't say nothing. We're getting ready to roll out of here. You've been watching the Wayne Dupree podcast. Again, that's my common sense, okay? That's my common sense. If you couldn't call out the other guy, you calling out this guy, there's something up. There's something up. You are, like I said last week, you're balls to the wall against this guy. But the other guy was doing the same thing. That's why we wanted him out. We all wanted him out. And then when he got out, you said we need to apologize for kicking him out. So now this guy comes and does the basically the same thing that the other guy did. Then you want him out. And Kevin McCarthy was on TV yesterday. You know, he ain't going nowhere. And dude got money. Y'all have said this before. Kevin got money. Or the people that spend the money. Kevin got that. Ah, son of a gun, man. We're getting ready to get final thoughts in here. We're getting ready to roll out. We got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This week, we're coming up on the end. Man, this year is going by fast, too. We're almost to July. Just kidding. But we are. Is that what you meant when I say extra stuff underneath? Because you did it earlier, too. But it, like you know. Yeah. You'll say that I say something, you know, like when you said we need to do something, and then you basically said, I just kidding. I mean,
yeah.
Basically, I'm serious.
I'm sorry, not sorry.
We need to take them out. We need to take them out with howitzers. And now I'm just serious. Okay, so. With that said, we'll I'm gonna try to get whatchacallit in here to talk about this court case. But other than that, we're gonna hear from final thoughts from J Rob, and then we got some final thoughts from Hutch, and then we are definitely gonna get out of here.
All right. Well, hey folks, thanks for tuning in. Wayne Hutch, great show as always. Tons of news going to be happening this week between the Supreme Court, the Trump trial, all that. But I tell you what, if you're going to keep an eye on one thing, I'm going to be watching this pro-Hamas protest because they are continuing to ratchet up. And, I mean, now it's on the campuses and we've seen them in cities. We're approaching a violent inflection point, in my opinion. And when that happens, buckle up.
No, I agree with that.
Do you think that it's going to spread to more campuses?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
It's a virus.
Just look back on the Vietnam War protests and how they escalated.
Yep. Black Lives Matter.
You already have a guy lit himself on fire in the street. That's what used to happen back then.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a crying shame in our country today that the rabbi at Columbia University had to tell his Jewish students to stay home.
Right.
Don't come in the United States of America, in New York, New York.
Wow.
I mean.
And this isn't, like I said earlier, this isn't like, oh, end the war and end the killing. This is Israel's bad.
Death
this
to America.
Stuff, folks.
Okay. Hutch?
That was it.
Oh, okay. Well, all
Let's
right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, we're out.